I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Final Edition.
I know I said we'd be starting a new audio drama series this week, but we'll wait because we've got a couple of theme shows happening over the next few weeks. So this week, we've got sketches about patriotism, because everybody right now is questioning everybody else's, for some reason. Not sure why. Must be something on TV, I don't keep up. This is the Final Edition Radio Hour. This is your oral test to become a U.S. citizen. Question 1. Which member of Congress represents your district in the U.S. House of Representatives? The correct answer is, I don't know. I, as a U.S. citizen, have no idea who my Congress member is. Question 2. You overhear this argument in your office.
Should we get the curly fries, disco fries, or the Cajun fries?
I don't know. Maybe the Cajun fries?
I like disco fries, but we can have Cajun fries.
No, we can get the disco fries.
I don't know, because... Well, we can get the Cajun fries, or we could get curly fries, and it'll be equal.
You know what's good on fries is leftover cheese puff dust.
You are so creative.
We could get the Cajun fries. Wait, which one did I prefer again?
The solution. Order all three kinds of fries, including the kind nobody wants. Eat until everyone in the office feels greasy and miserable, then continue eating. Take the remaining fries in the bathroom and mash them into the urinal just to make a point. Question 3. Where is America on a map? Here is a right-wing radio talk show host with the answer.
America is anywhere it damn well says it is.
Final question. Please respond to the following in essay form. If George Washington and Batman got in a fight, which one would end up eating the other? Either answer is correct, as long as it is well supported.
Congratulations! You have passed the test and are now a U.S. citizen. You will receive all the rights and privileges of every other American, except the ability to run for president or be taken seriously on a talk show.
My fellow Americans, I am Rod Crenshaw, State Secretary of the Secret Government, with a reminder to vote in the upcoming secret government elections. You may have already voted recently on state and federal offices, but don't forget that you also have to vote on issues pertaining to us, the government that actually runs things. So, here are a few items on the ballot that you should be aware of. First of all, this is Faisal Banfield.
Greetings. Everyone.
He's running for president of the secret government, and just to get people caught up, Faisal, who are you running against?
No one.
Absolutely no one. So Faisal is going to get elected, and then you'll never hear his name again.
I'm leaving now.
Yes, sir. Next, we have ballot measures through your local secret governments. First of all, Proposition 97. Do you want Filipino food available in more neighborhoods? We're going to let you decide on that. Either way is fine with us. Second, Proposition 102. Should we encourage solar power? I don't want to influence you on this very important question, but you're going to vote no. And that's all today from your secret government. Remember our motto, we don't exist.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, and the Redwood Forest.
Welcome to It's in the Constitution, where experts tell us things you never knew were guaranteed by the Founding Fathers. My guests are Reverend Scott Maddox from the First Evangelical Church of Tax-Exempt Activists.
Ah.
Leon Coons from the Santa Cruz Atheist Vegan Collective.
Thanks for having me.
And Mark Lakewood, a man from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, who's mad at his girlfriend.
Great to be here.
We'll start with Reverend Maddox. What have you found for us this week in the Constitution?
Well, as I long expected, it turns out Christianity is America's official religion.
But the First Amendment says we don't have an official religion.
No, but the dollar says, in God we trust, which is Christianity.
Well...
And everything on our money is in the Constitution, including numbers and Lincoln's picture.
You also say the section giving Congress the power to provide the common defense has a no-homo clause.
Actually, I'm finding that everywhere. For instance, the president shall have power to fill up all vacancies that may happen during the recess of the Senate. No homo.
By the way, I forget. Does the Constitution also recommend tax breaks for the richest 1%?
No, that's in the Bible.
Oh, right. Now, Leon, what have you and the goddess worshippers found for us?
Well, as you know, courts often debate how much power goes to the federal government and how much goes to the states.
And you've worked that out?
Yes. It turns out the Constitution vests power with the federal government on every single issue, except gay marriage and medical pot.
I see.
James Madison also said health insurance has to pay for condoms.
Okay. And finally, Mark, what did you find?
Well, according to the Constitution, if a guy wants to go to a party and his girlfriend does not want to go to that party, they have to go if the guy already went with her to some improvised movement theater thing.
The Constitution specifically mentions improvised movement theater?
Yes, and Nordstrom's.
We have a call. Hello, you're on the air with It's in the Constitution.
Hi, this is Lana. Tell Mark I found something in the Constitution, too. If a guy wants to go to a party to play video games and forget what time it is, and his girlfriend has to get up early, then Congress shall allow an exception to the improvised movement theater provision.
No homo.
Also, you're late for dinner.
I am.
Well, that's it for us
dinner.
Here on It's in the Constitution. Like be with us next fair. Week yeah, when we find out we're supposed to be able to smoke in airplanes.
14th Amendment guarantees that you not be a bitch at least like once a week.
The 15th Amendment says get your ass home now or you're not getting laid for 2 weeks.
I've read the 15th Amendment. That is not in there.
And if you're not home in 2 hours, the 16th Amendment will be that all of your stuff is going to be on the front lawn.
Well, now you're just making stuff up.
Hi, I'm Candace Allen, and this is my emotional support rat. I'm running for the Madison Heights Neighborhood Council because for too long, this council has ignored the dangers posed by genetically modified rice, cumulus clouds, and bleached paper. I want this neighborhood to be a safe space so that I and my rat can occupy my usual booth at the Olive Garden without harassment.
The election for the Madison Heights Neighborhood Council is this Thursday, and your vote actually matters.
Sovereign citizens.
Hello, this is the first communication from Liberty Militia here in River Park, Oregon. We are two sovereign citizens, and we moved to this town in Central Oregon because we believe that River Park can and should secede from the United States.
You're about to see something historic. This is history.
I think this is the first time a patriot sovereign citizen has talked to an elected American mayor about seceding from the Union.
That has never happened.
And you're watching it live because you know the media is just going to twist it around. This is the real deal here. This is the horse's mouth.
We sacrificed a lot to be here. A lot of people don't appreciate that.
That's true. We had to leave our loved ones behind because of the danger involved.
Or they could come with us. They still could come out.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing this for everybody.
They could come here if they want. Susan, if you're out there, I still got email.
The main thing is, our message is you don't have to recognize the authority of the United States government.
You don't have to recognize any government.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You don't have to straighten out your health coverage or get your car out of impound or go to divorce court.
Or pay taxes or parking tickets. You didn't agree to any of that.
I have $2.7 million in parking fines. But you know what? They'll have to kill me.
Well, we don't actually want to be killed.
I'm ready for it. I don't mind. I've been thinking about this for a long time.
So we're gonna call the mayor now. The mayor of River Park, this is her number. I can't release it to the public at this time. I got it from an information service that I'm not going to divulge just yet, but I'm going to put her on speakerphone. Okay, it's ringing. It's ringing again.
This is the main number for the office of the mayor of River Park.
Okay, we got voicemail.
If you know the extension of your party you're trying to reach, you may enter it
just
now. Otherwise, please stay on the line.
I think we're just supposed to stay on the line.
Your call is important to us.
They're saying our call is important. They're expecting this call. I hope they can't trace the number. You have $2.7 million in parking tickets?
Yeah, but it's not my government.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, but... like, how did you do that?
Why are you making this about me?
I'm not. It's just that's, you know, a lot...
Where'd the CIA train you?
Oh, Jesus, don't do this, Jerry.
Hello?
Oh, hi. We have a phone appointment at 2 o'clock with the mayor. We talked to Alan.
This is Alan.
Oh, good. Hey, Alan. This is Liberty Militia of River Park. We made an appointment.
Yeah. Hey, Ron, the mayor is just getting off another call. She's on her way over.
Thanks, Alan. He says she's on her way over.
This is Mayor Winslow. How can I help you today?
Oh, hi. Mayor Winslow, this is Ron Maywood from the Liberty Militia. We're here to liberate your town from the U.S. government, and I feel you have the right to know your basic principles, our ancient principles, which are the Ten Commandments and common law. This runs counter to the United States government, which has passed laws in defiance of natural rights.
Okay.
I believe it was Thomas Jefferson who declared that a people should revolt against their government every 20 years. It was for this reason, to break the shackles of taxation and perverted tyranny, that the Founding Fathers fought and perished in the great upheaval of 1776.
Uh-huh.
In short, the right of man is the right of secession. I hope that I may count on your cooperation in this endeavor.
Okay, well, that's fine. Couple things. If you don't pay your taxes, I can't guarantee that you won't be prosecuted under federal law. I don't have authority over that.
I understand.
And as mayor, I have sworn to uphold the law and the U.S. Constitution. I actually had to sign a form that said that when I took this job.
I understand. So, can we count on your support?
I have no reason to interfere with any activity within the boundaries of the law.
Good, good. I think we understand each other.
I have another appointment, Mr. Maywood. Can we chat another time?
I believe we should.
Good. Thank you for the call.
You're quite welcome. So, I think that went pretty well.
Yeah, well, where's the gun? I want to show it to the camera. Or the microphone or whatever.
It's in the red bag.
Which bag is that?
Wait a minute. Are you colorblind? Is that how you got all those tickets?
The bags are the same color.
No, they're not, Jerry. That one's red. That one's gray.
There's no difference.
There's a huge difference, Jerry.
Sovereign citizens.
We're taking a break. We're back from break.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott declared a state of emergency today, making a statement from the governor's mansion.
At 8 a.m. yesterday morning, the United States federal government opened a post office at the corner of Barron Road and Victoria Avenue in College Station, Texas. This is an obvious invasion by the federal government of Texas. We are now under attack by Barack Hussein Obama. The federal government openly says it will ship letters and packages through this beachhead. They will also implant tax forms and put up wanted posters of some of Texas's proudest exemplars of Second Amendment rights. I have no choice but to call in the Texas National Guard before another post office can be opened.
People in Texas reacted to the news.
Well, hell, if you let them open up a post office, pretty soon the federal government's going to start controlling air traffic. Oh, they'll be printing our currency. They'll be taking over our military. You know, somebody ought to call the FBI on those guys.
This has been breaking news from the Final Edition.
Excuse me, are you the commanding officer here?
Yes, I'm Colonel David Mustard. How can I help you?
I'm here to deliver 600 Abrams tanks.
I believe there's a mistake. We didn't order any tanks here.
No, you didn't. But the U.S. Congress says you're getting them anyway.
No, a 70-ton tank is completely unsuited to what we're doing out here.
But they'll still be helping America. You see, they're manufactured in various congressional districts, so these tanks safeguard the economic well-being of those districts. And their congressmen.
Listen up. For the last 8 months, I've repeatedly requisitioned body armor. That's all we need here. So go back and get what we asked for.
Oh, I brought body armor. I've even taken the liberty of outfitting your troops.
Sir, the soldiers are ready for inspection.
That's medieval armor.
Made by the Corporation for Creative Anachronism in the 3rd Congressional District of Ohio, which is a swing state, by the way.
Will it stop a bullet?
For the sake of historical accuracy, no. But you're in good shape if the enemy attacks you with a broadsword. Now, where do you want us to put the aircraft carrier?
Aircraft carrier? We're an infantry unit!
And that's exactly why the enemy will never see it coming.
Of course they won't, because it's completely useless. We're landlocked. How the hell are you even getting it out here?
We're dragging it here with those tanks you don't want. You know, this represents a revitalization of the Camden shipyards. Isn't that something? Now, just sign here for the tanks, the medieval armor, the aircraft carrier, and 6,000 models of the solar system made out of pipe cleaners and packing peanuts.
Models? Who manufactures that?
My kids. Back up the truck!
Sovereign citizens.
This is the second communication from the Liberty Militia in River Park, Oregon. We're here to free the town of River Park from the tyranny of the United States. Unfortunately, we now have a situation in which another group calling itself a militia has arrived in River Park and is claiming to liberate the town that we are already liberating.
It's a false flag. They're undercover FBI.
And it's so obvious.
Play the tapes.
We're going to call these guys, and we have some tapes. They're going to blow your mind.
The militia army? That's stupid. A militia is an army.
We're calling them now.
Hello, who is this?
Are you the militia army?
You tell me who you are.
We happen to be the Liberty Militia.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, heard of us?
We've been seeing you on TV. And we thought we'd better chat.
Yeah, I think we'd better.
I don't know whether you've noticed, but we've already liberated the town of River Park, so I'm not exactly sure what you're doing here.
Play him the tape.
We're going to play a little audio. You might like this.
I don't think we have anything to learn from you.
Just hang on. This is a recording Thursday when you held a press conference in the parking lot of the Red Apple.
We're talking about originalism in the original sense. We believe in the people who believe in the Constitution, and we hold.
Do you remember that? Do you remember saying that?
I'm invoking my Fifth Amendment rights. I'm not going to confirm or deny anything.
Well, he is invoking the correct amendment.
Yeah, well, listen to the other audio. That supposed school shooting.
Right, okay. So this is a news report on that alleged school shooting last year in Chicago. They're interviewing a neighbor.
Well, the police wouldn't let anyone out in the street until an hour ago. Now we're hearing about people and their kids. It's just awful.
That's you again, isn't it?
No, you're not pulling this, are you?
Are you pleading the Fifth again?
No, that's not me at all.
You're a crisis actor. You're an actor, and you work for the CIA, and you go on TV whenever the media is making a false flag, fake shooting, or some fake incident, and you act like a real person.
Oh, that's real nice, real smooth. Preemptively accusing us of being the crisis actors. When you're the crisis actors, here's a recording for you. It's 9/11.
We can't get phone service, so I can't call anyone. They just
They herded us down in the water, and boats picked us up and took
that's
us
you.
To
that, that's you talking right there.
I just want
that's
to
a woman!
Oh, right. I forgot. Voice-altering software doesn't exist
believe
in this
it or
universe.
Not, this is
actually
the first time I've been
you have no case!
That's your grammar. That's the same grammar actually, you use.
It's English grammar. What?
That's you.
You are, oh, my so God. You are trying to throw off suspicion from yourself in the lamest way possible.
Just tell your CIA colleagues the real militia is here.
Get off this line.
You called me, idiot.
I will kill you! No one calls him a crisis actor, do you hear me?
Calm down, Jerry, you're taking the bait.
Your slime tactics! I gave up my family for this, you son of a bitch! Do you hear me? Come down here, I will cut your fucking head off.
Come down here, pal, I will push your face into the garbage.
You come down here, you son of a bitch!
Come down here!
I will cut your face open.
I will pour garbage in your mouth.
I'll stick a knife in your head!
I will dump garbage on your dead body.
We're hanging up now.
I will jam a knife in your mouth.
Okay, they got the point. They know that we know. We're going to sign off now. But we'll be sending out another communique in the near future.
I will cut him hard.
Look, I know you're trying to protect me, but that's exactly what the CIA wants.
Sovereign citizens.
I'm Don Mayfield. If you've been to a neighborhood council meeting for Madison Heights, you've seen me, because I haven't missed a single one since the council was established. I've spoken out about the real issues bedeviling our community. The loud noise from the ice cream trucks, the loose dogs in people's backyards, and invasive light pollution from the sun. If you support my campaign for neighborhood council, don't try to volunteer. I don't have a website, email address, or phone number.
The election for the Madison Heights Neighborhood Council is this Thursday, and your vote actually matters.
As a former youth, I know how easy it can be to recite our nation's pledge while giving little thought to its meaning. So to better understand the intent behind the words, I present what the Pledge of Allegiance means to me.
I,
meaning you and me, but mostly you, a homonym for I, and sounds just like the first four words in that funny Mexican song about the Frito Bandito.
Pledge.
Take a vow, a promise, or basically enter into a blood pact with Satan.
Allegiance.
Duty owed to your country, observance of obligation as dictated under Section 9 of your blood pact with Satan.
Two.
Initials for Terrell Owens, a professional football player.
The flag.
The thing that dead soldiers' wives are often given instead of a future.
Of.
Initials for Ollie Fartface, my imaginary friend.
The United States.
A union our forefathers put together in 1776, so we wouldn't have to pay the British for all the good things they did for us, like building roads and protecting our ass from getting kicked by the Indians.
Of America.
Donuts. That's all I have for that. Just donuts.
And to the Republic.
Something which hasn't existed since before ancient Rome held its first Caligula party.
For which it stands.
Huh?
One nation.
The U.S. of fucking A, man.
Under God.
My rabbit. His name is George.
Indivisible.
Incapable of being divided like the atom. No, wait, fuck!
Me so horny for you long time.
Yeah, it's in there, jerk. Read the damn pledge.
And justice.
And justice. And just us. And justice. And justice. And justice. Injustice.
For all.
Ice cream.
So that was all written by Barry Lank, with a piece at the end by Jim Earle. It was performed and improvised by those two guys, plus Jeff Hendrick, Adam Taylor, Bridget Fitzgerald, Kevin Janis, Darby Worley, Tony Hendra, John Marshall, Chase O'Donnell, and Rob Gordon. It was all engineered and produced by Barry Lank or Greg Russ, lots of music by Kevin MacLeod. Good night! Thank you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.